GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, station roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte go dtí an Clár, Cumann, Lucas, Gael, Oisín, O'Chally and Shaw in at Tom Comack, go dtí an ní a clog. Clár na hí ha nocht bay James McGinley, the Donegal Minor Liddies manager, will be joining us to look ahead to the Ulster semi-final where they play Armagh this coming bank holiday Monday. I'll also be joined in the programme by Brendan O'Boyle, PRO of the Gador Club. This coming bank holiday weekend, they will be hosting the Donegal finals of the Comórtas Apel na Gaeltachta. And later, we'll be talking to the Donegal man who heads up the New York County Board. That's Lawrence McGrath, chairperson of the New York Board. And he'll be looking ahead to their big event on Sunday when the championship starts for the guys stateside. They, of course, host Mayo this coming weekend. But we're going to start with the girls. And last weekend, Donegal took victory, a comfortable victory against Antrim to progress out of their group as table toppers and head into the Ulster Minor Championship A semi-final. That game will be played this coming Monday, the 6th of May, when Donegal play Armagh in Fintna in County Tyrone. Throwing time to that one is at 1:30. Earlier today, I spoke to the Donegal Minor Ladies manager, James McGinley, who outlined their championship so far and, of course, looked ahead to that game against the Liddies from the Orchard County.
Well, James, I suppose, first of all, looking ahead to next bank holiday Monday, it's good that the girls are going to a semi-final and certainly very much deserving of their place in the last four of the A competition.
They are indeed. Actually, I suppose we started out with the aim at the beginning of the group phases was to be in an A semi-final, and we done that by topping our group, which we were delighted about, and it gives the girls a great bit of confidence in themselves going forward, you know.
Yeah, just take us through the group stages, because you were scoring goals, you were hitting the points too, and there was three victories in the bounce, Tyrone, Cavan and Antrim.
It was, we started off away to Tyrone, and I suppose with the fact that Tyrone were under the management of the senior team manager, we were expecting a tough battle. In the end up, we probably weren't flattered by the scoreline, that we ended up 2-14 to 6 points. We left a fair bit on the pitch now, and we'll be working that going forward, but it was a good performance from them and good to get out of the blocks with 3 points. And it's on a 2-week cycle, the minor championship, so 2 weeks later we were home to Cavan, and Cavan are a very, very good underage system there at the minute. They still are going for back-to-back minor championships, and they were in the under 16A final last year, so they're a very good side now. And we played them down in Mount Charles. The weather wasn't great. We beat them by a point. It was 2-5 to 1-7. It was 5 points each at half time, but we felt, even though it was a draw at half time and that we were turning to play into the elements in the second half, that we were a lot better side, and we felt that if we could maintain the performance in the second half, nick a few scores, the fact that there was only 2 goals was probably the surprising part, but we were full value for it. The girls played extremely well against Cavan, and it set them up nicely then going into the game against Antrim. They played Antrim on Saturday past in Termon, and we beat them fairly convincingly. I suppose we were 2-11 to 4 points up with 15 minutes gone in the second half. Maybe we took the foot off the gas a little bit. We made a lot of changes and we lost our shape a wee bit, but the girls again were phenomenal, and the girls coming off the bench and most of them are adding to the team as they're coming in. There's a great panel of players there, and I think we hit the crossbar 5 times in that game against Antrim. So things were working for them and they were going very, very well, which was good to see.
Yeah, but the sound of things, then, they're not shy on seeking out the goals anyway, James.
They're not shy about shooting full stop. We like to get forwards, and we like to get forward as much as we can, and we encourage it, and we encourage girls to have a shot if a shot's on. So that's what we want to see. At the end of the day, if you're not scoring, you're not going to win matches. So you need to be running up the tallies to try and put teams out of sight when you do hit your purple patch, and we would fully encourage the girls to do that.
Yeah. There's no league for the girls at minor level, so there was no real competition, or competitive games rather, is what I mean, because you had to do challenge matches. And since there is no league, do you sort of go into the unknown then come championship, because you haven't met any of the other sides in a competitive fixture prior to championship?
You do to a degree, because you're going in, challenge matches are well and good, and they're great for getting game time and trying out a few bits that you're trying on the training ground, but it's very hard to get, as with one, pitches, and two, time slots to get on those pitches for challenge matches. And we went down the Connacht route and we played Roscommon home and away, and we played a few other games. Like, we played five games in total against other teams and a few in-house matches, but the fact that there's no actual organised structure of a competition there to work to, you're going on what you see in the training matches and challenge matches, and sometimes the pitch of a championship game is a little bit different to a challenge match. So it's not that you're underprepared, but you might be just a little bit, the girls could be a little bit under-expectant of what's coming to them at times. So we were lucky enough in the fact that we got some good quality challenge matches and that it did stand us in good stead. Like Roscommon, as I say, we played them twice there in the Connacht A final against Galway. We played Tearman, and we all know what Tearman ladies are like. They're a phenomenal team. And we played the Donegal senior ladies in a challenge game. And there were four matches that were very, very worthwhile, and we learned a lot from them. But again, it's still a challenge match, and it's probably better to get games, you know, against the seniors. It's an adult team against an underage, and against Tearman, it's an adult team against an underage. So it's probably more beneficial if there was an organised structure there, that you would have games against similar level teams, against similar age teams that you would be seeing further down the line.
Before we look at the Armagh opposition that's coming bank holiday Monday, let's look at your panel, because it's a very, very strong panel, particularly when you have a minor squad, and several of that panel is involved with the county senior setup as well. And it's obviously been headed out by the likes of Megan Ryan, who's been a regular starter for Donegal seniors this year. Amy Boyd-Carr involved, and Lauren Carr in the mix with the seven as well. And that must give you great comfort at times, does it, James, that you've got these girls who are so strong playing on both fronts?
It is indeed. Like, you take the level of Donegal football that's there, and you know Maxie's doing a great job with the senior ladies, and you know they're fighting on all fronts to come championship for a national league, and they've been going very well this year again. I suppose a lot of people would have been unexpected of it, but when you, like, as you mentioned, Megan and Amy there, I suppose the two of them have started every game for the seniors this year, and two phenomenal footballers, and I suppose rightly so, even with Megan winning the young Ulster Young Player of the Year last year. Like, Megan's still a minor next year, and they're up there with the seniors. They're learning every session, they're learning every game, and it's bringing them, it's helping their game to bring when they're playing minor, but it's also helping their game for the future of Donegal football. And with the seven girls that are up there, they're only going to get better and better and better, and that can only be bright for Donegal ladies football. When they come back, myself and Maxie have a good conversation going in terms of they're trying to keep the girls fresh, I suppose, and not overtraining them or not overcommitting them, I suppose, at this time in their lives. And you even see it when the girls come back in, the other girls, the strength of our panel with the 31 girls we have there is unbelievable. You know, there's a great standard of a player there. There's some fantastic footballers there who are going to push on, and they may not be starting this year. They definitely will push on to be very good senior footballers in years to come, and it wouldn't surprise me if any of our panel got into that senior panel in years to come, because they are that good. You know, like, it brings everybody on in that respect.
Yeah, we better mention the other four as well. Kate McGlanahan and Niamh McDonald, Roisin Rogers and Megan Ferry are also involved. And can, with each of those girls, when they're playing at minor level, is it noticeable on the pitch that the girls have been playing at a higher level and training at a higher level, maybe, James?
To a degree, yeah. There's certain things that they do, I suppose. Yes, it is. But, like, you know, the last day out in Tearman, we had Kate and Eve and Amy in the half forward line, and like we had Lauren and Susie White from Killybegs and Claire Doherty from St. Junan's inside, and when they're all working together, they're electric, you know, and there's just certain little things with the likes of Amy and Kate and Eve say that they're in the senior panel, but any one of the six of them in the forward line could go into the senior panel at any point, because they're all excellent footballers. There's very, very little between them at all.
Yeah. Listen, it's an A semi-final, and Armagh, the opposition this coming Monday. Would it be fair to say that Armagh is going to probably present your toughest challenge to date in the Championship? Because once you come down to the last four, the games get harder.
They do indeed. They do indeed. They know Armagh, the way that it works is two groups, and Armagh were in with Down and Monaghan, and Fermanagh and Derry. Now, Derry withdrew from the competition fairly early doors, so it left the four of them in it. Armagh are a good enough side, you know. Monaghan beat them by 8 points, and we all know Monaghan are a very strong underage setup as well, and they've been scoring goals. They've been scoring a lot of goals, you know. They scored 5-7 against Down in their last group game. They're a good side. There's a few more training with the seniors, like Grace Ferguson there, and you know Armagh, they're in the semi-final of the Division 2. They've been a strong Ulster for the strong in Ulster Championship at senior level this last while, and they have a strong underage setup there as well, you know, so they're no mugs, they're a good side, and they're well organised, so they will be putting it up to us, absolutely no doubt about it.
You obviously know what their threats are then, given that they've scored 5 goals in one of the games against it. Do you have to alter things about in your side then to sort of avoid these threats, or the things that are going to worry you, James?
Well, I suppose, I mean, you'd be very naive if you didn't be a little bit cognizant of what you were playing against. You know, each week you have to prepare the girls. You can't have them going out blind as to what's going to happen. If you do, you could end up with a problem. You know, be it even only taking 15 minutes to start at inter-county level, be it minor or be it senior, that they're going to punish you. So if it takes us 15 minutes to get going, we're going to have to be giving Armagh a head start, and we can't allow that to happen. We have to put your best foot forward, and that involves preparing the girls for what they're going to be facing.
Yeah. How's the rest of the Championship then for the summer going to pan out? What is sort of the schedule of Donegal was to keep progressing at every single stage, James?
Well, if we keep progressing, I suppose with Monday we have a semi-final. The following weekend is the provincial finals. There's an A and a B competition basically for the A semi-finalists, and the two losers on Monday will go to the B final. The two winners will go to the A final. Then there's a bit of a break after the provincial finals for the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert and what have you. And then the second weekend in July, there's a doubleheader of All-Ireland semi-finals on each competition. And then 2 weeks later, there's an All-Ireland final, again held as a doubleheader with the All-Ireland A and the All-Ireland B final towards the end of July. So fingers crossed we'll still be playing and involved at that stage.
Yeah, I'm sure you're taking it game by game, and Armagh is the next opposition. I'm going to look maybe further ahead again, James, because next year in 2020, if there is success, Donegal will be looking to build on it. And how many of the girls do you think will still be around next year and still at the age group and will be eligible to play at minor level?
Well, the 16 of the girls will be underage next year again from the panel. Of that 16, 8 of them are currently starters on the team, you know.
Yeah.
And they're a very good side. You know, they won Ulster on their 16 level last year. They should be looking to double it up with the minor next year, and you know, there's no reason why they can't. You know, there's a phenomenal group of players there at the moment.
Yeah. Is Donegal ladies football in the underage brackets in a good place at the moment, do you feel, James?
Yes, I do indeed. You take you have the upper echelons and Ulster football, like the likes of Monaghan and Cavan and Donegal are in that bracket. You know, they're competing in A semi-finals fairly regularly. You know, they're playing in the under 16 A semi-final in the coming weeks as well, you know, against Cavan. And there's no reason why they can't be looking to get into an Ulster A final. Same as ourselves, we'll be looking to get into an Ulster A final. And if you keep producing football and playing football at that level, then the future has to be bright going at the senior level.
Yeah. James, many thanks for taking the call, and from everyone here in the Highland Sports team, I wish you all the best of luck in that Ulster semi-final that's coming Bank Holiday Monday.
Thank you very much, Oisin.
That is James McGinley, the Donegal Minor Ladies manager, and he of course has taken a side into that Ulster semi-final that's coming Bank Holiday Monday against Armagh.
Now, moving on to what is set to be the county's finals weekend, taking place in Gwydor. Bé Comhairtis pel na Gaeltachta Cundae Dún na Nall Shul Gwydor ag an Jeru Seachtaine. A PRO of the Gwydor Club is Brendan O'Boyle. I spoke to him earlier on the programme as we looked ahead to the county's Comhairtis Pel na Gaeltachta deciders, semi-finals on Sunday, the finals to come on Monday. And Brendan says that it's all systems go for Sunday's start.
Oh yeah, all the preparation work's done, so we'll probably the next few days we'll be with marked keys and all the sort of wiring and systems in place. The plans are laid out, so hopefully the weather's looking okay for the weekend, so we're looking forward to this. It's 10 matches when we held between the 2 days on the Sunday and the Monday, so we're looking forward to a good weekend.
Yeah. When did you guys at the club start planning for this?
We're probably beginning of the year. Like we held it back in 2012, so we have a bit of experience of hosting the county one plus the national one, so we've been planning for the last couple of months, so it's really now in the last couple of weeks we've really been gung-ho at it.
Yeah. Well, just maybe go back to 2012. It was a successful year for Gwydor that year because you'd won the Donegal as host, and then you went on to won the national title and followed it up the following year as well by taking the national title. So you know what it takes to win this crown.
Yeah, that's first 2012. Yeah, we had a good again. It was a good weekend weather-wise, and then football-wise, we managed to win out the final, and then we followed it up again going down to the ring. So we had a good pedigree over the years playing in Comhairtis Pel. We won it back probably a total of, I think, 11 times altogether. Sorry, 9 times altogether. So it's a good pedigree in it, yeah.
Yeah, as you say, there's 10 games. There's, what, 5 matches each day. Is it 11 or 12 clubs are going to set to compete this weekend, which is a good number, Brendan?
Yeah, between there's 10 matches altogether. Yeah. Starting off, well, was first the semi-finals mostly on the Sunday, which just won the junior ladies final on the Sunday, and the rest then are all finals on the Monday, with under 14 being the first one off at 12 o'clock.
Yeah. And as host, you're involved in two of the competitions, the senior men and the juniors. Well, we'll touch on the juniors first of all. How is that side shaping up for this competition? Because they're going to play in Evora, and they're going to meet the winners of whoever comes through against Steve Connell and Downings. And Downings, of course, are good pedigree as well at Gaeltacht level. They've tasted success in recent years. So the junior side is going to be ultra competitive as well, so it is.
That is, yeah. As you said, we're out against our neighbours here in the Murrah. That should be an exciting game, like for our reserves. We have a number of new players coming through, and for the older lads that have come back away to college or away working, they're back in the area again. So they've kind of busted up the numbers with the reserves. So they're not long at the training, but they've had 2-1s now in the league, so they're showing well at the moment.
Yeah, they'll be looking impressed in front of the home crowd as well. The senior team who play Termon, and Kilcara taking on Dunlow in the other semi-final. So it's, if you looked at it league-wise, it's two Division 1 teams who would be at the top half of Division 1 taking on two sides which are sitting in the bottom half of Division 2 at the moment. So yourselves and Kilcara would be seen as heavy favourites for these, Brendan.
Oh yeah, I suppose the first semi-final between Clonie and Kilcara, like, that'll be must be interesting with Kilcara on league form. They're motoring at the moment, and ourselves, we've had 3-1s out of 3 in the league. I suppose it's hard to tell. I don't know what players will be available now over the weekend, depending on what the county commitment and that. So we'll just have to wait probably on the day, so who's allowed to play and who's not.
Yeah. Well, we'll see the ladies as well. There's 3 competitions. You touched on that junior ladies final, Clonhilly against Neve Columba, Nivora against St. Nolls, and then the old rivals of Termon and Glenfinnan are going to meet in the senior decider, and 2 of those finals, the intermediate and the senior, on Monday. And it's a big competition for the ladies as well, Brendan, so it is. It's one that they hold in high regard.
Well, it is indeed, yeah, especially with the success of the county teams now between underage and senior level. So, as you said, the senior final there between Charman and Glenlinna, it's be all the top players there will be available there. I know, I think the minor county ladies are out on the same day in the morning, so we had to push those games back till the evening just to accommodate. I think there's up to 9 players between Charman and Glenlinna away on duty with the county, so that game's back to looking at 5 o'clock in the evening on Monday.
Yeah. You guys down in Mahrigal are hungry for success and hungry for titles in recent years. Obviously, you've won the Dr. Maguire and then went on to win Ulster. It'd be a nice way to start the year. What would Frigidor if they were to get another one?
Oh, yeah, it'd be nice, I suppose. Yeah, just you get used to playing and winning, and you like to breed that into young players to try and win every match to go out and play. And it'll be probably no different at the weekend. We'd like to keep the success going and, I suppose, develop some of the younger lads that are coming this year into the panel. So it'll be a good experience for them and come up against the likes of other Division 1 teams get there in the competition along with us.
Yeah. Do the clubs still hold this competition in high regard, do they, Brendan?
Oh, indeed, because we were probably we'll be honouring the first team that ever won the national title. That was Gidor in 1969, so we'll be honouring them at halftime during the senior game, and there's 17 on that panel, and the whole 17 are still alive. So the only man that's passed away, and that's Francie O'Mooney, Cush Claddy, so we'll be honouring them. So it's nice to be, I've won it back in 69, so it's 50 years since, so it'll be nice to win it again.
Yeah. What else apart from the football is happening over the weekend off the field, Brendan?
Well, off the field then, probably on Sunday evening, we've a Tremagish there, competition at 8 o'clock, and then at 8.30 then we'll have a session, traditional music with the Cranog and the Cailleen Gaela. Competition will be on at that time, and the winner will be presented at the session call. Also then on Saturday and Sunday, we're running sort of the health and wellbeing, a marquee, where medical screening will be available to the public free of charge. So we'll have a medical team available there. So they can drop in there from Sunday 2 to 5 or Monday 12 to 6 and get a free screening there.
Yeah. And just to remind people of the times again for the finals, the junior men's final on Bank Holiday Monday is at 1:30. The senior men final on Bank Holiday Monday is at 3:30. The intermediate ladies decider 6:30, and the senior ladies final is at 7:00. And the action on Sunday, the first game is at 12:00, with the ladies starting the opening day fixtures with Clohanilly against Neve Columba. Finally, are you praying to the weather gods, Brendan?
Yeah, it's looking good at the moment, so hopefully it'll hold out. Like, it might be get a little bit of rain overnight, so it might soften up the field, but hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll stick it out for another couple of days.
Okay, Brendan Gormaigot, thanks for joining us, and the best of luck with the finals Sunday and Monday.
Gear Míle Maigot.
So a big weekend for Gidor as they host the Comórtas Pelna Gaelta at the Donegal finals this coming weekend, and Sunday sees the first of the day's action with the finals, of course, to come on Monday. Inter-County Championship action does start this coming Sunday as well. The Connacht Senior Football Championship is first up with two quarter-finals. London are hosting Galway in Roislip at 3 o'clock, with the winner there set to go through to play Sligo. And later on that evening, at 7:15 Irish time on Sunday, it's a big day for New York as well, as they host Mayo, with the winner of that tie to go through to play Roscommon and Leitrim. And New York, of course, still without a championship victory, but are the underdogs going to have a huge upset against the Mayo men this weekend? The New York board is, of course, headed up by a Donegal man. And before we went on air this evening, I spoke with Pettico's Lawrence McGrath to get the feel ahead of Championship Sunday at Gaelic Park. So, Lawrence, looking ahead to this weekend, all the preparation by New York all comes down to this now. Championship starts on Sunday with another home tie for you at Gaelic Park, as Mayo are the visitors. This is what all the work has gone into since preparation started for the season for you guys.
Yes, actually, a lot of work has been done. You know, we're training probably from November, three times a week, up to four times the last 6 weeks. A lot of stuff gone under the bridge. But Sunday's a big day, and here we go again. The year doesn't belong coming around.
Yeah, and you have a mix of a side there that's, I suppose, now this time around has got more homegrown players than ever before. Would that be right, Lawrence?
Yes. This year, yeah, the underage structure, you know, we have put in a lot of effort the last 12, 14 years, and it's starting to show. This year we have six Irish American kids that grew up from our minor board all the way from under sixes and up now. They're probably late teens, early 20s, and there's six on the panel, and you'd be hoping that at least two to three of them will be starting on Sunday. So it's great for the underage structure over here that, you know, we're seeing the outcome of the hard work that has been put in the last 12, 15 years.
Yeah, and you have to be very, very patient with a process like that, don't you?
Yes, and that, like, that was the start. You know, there was a lot of patience, and they have come up, and you know, we have went home, played Fela, we've won Division One Fela over in Ireland. You know, it was great, and them kids now, all the hard work, and we have, you know, we started 2 years ago with development squads, under 16s, under 18 development squads, and they have come a long way as well. You know, they're practicing all year round, and it's great, you know.
As for the rest of the players on the squad that go on to Sunday, there's a good spread of players from numerous counties across Ireland. Now, there's nobody there from Donegal, but there is a lot of Ulster players included, and men from Connacht and obviously Leinster and Munster.
Yes, like you have the captain, Niall McDean, from Down. You know, he's here, he's playing for the Kerry Club here. You have Sean Hurley from Kildare, who played for Kildare here. He's playing for Donegal out here. You have Michael Nocton from Galway, and you have Cahill Compton from Roscommon. You know, you have Daniel McKenna, more of the county players, Tony Donnelly, Luke Kelly, Matthew Cregan. You know, you have a lot of inter-county players that played with their counties in Ireland, and they've moved over here now. You know, they're working here, and it's been, you know, it's good, you know. It's a big mixture of between Americans and Irish and everything, you know.
Yeah, and obviously as well in the summer, you'll be coming into championship time for the clubs stateside as well. And you mentioned a number of players there. Very, very competitive when it comes to the club stuff in New York, isn't it?
Yeah, very competitive. You know, you have a lot of clubs, you know, intermediate and junior and, you know, senior. And, you know, the league has got underway already. We've been, you know, we started 3 weeks ago when the league has started. So championship will start at the end of May. And, you know, you have a lot of competition. You'll have a lot of players coming, you know, for the summer. So it's always a big competition here.
Yeah. Mayo, after their league performance, will be going in with confidence to take on you guys on Sunday. Now, you have yet to take a championship one, but you're hoping that you're not too far away. Can you upset the card? Can you come Sunday?
You know, Oisín, it's a tough ask, because probably Mayo's one of the best teams in Ireland right now. You know, did a great league campaign, and if you look at our record the last 4 years, like, we had Galway on the ropes, we had Roscommon on the ropes, we had Sligo and Leitrim extra time, we brought Roscommon to extra time. And it's not easy probably for an inter-county team to come over here on the Thursday, land here Thursday, and they get one, you know, they'll do a training session in Gaelic Park on Friday, and then they come on Sunday. So, you know, everything has to fall right for them too. And I know it's tough for us because we have no games, and that's the big thing, that we don't have any practice game because there's no teams, and it's very too expensive, you know, to be good home or phone. Bringing teams out, you know, we were lucky enough last year. We had one team come out in the holidays and we played. But you know, underdogs do win sometimes. So some of these years that New York's going to upset the apple.
Yeah, history headlines are of course made by the underdogs. Just finally, then, there'll be a good atmosphere around Gaelic Park on Sunday. It's the showpiece event for you guys, isn't it?
It's a showpiece, and you know, it's great for the Irish community. And like last 2 weeks has been crazy with tickets. You know, this is the first year that I ever seen, you know, everybody looking for tickets, and it's sold out, and the people, you know, from Mayo's coming, and there's people here looking, begging for tickets. And I'll tell you, I never seen an All Ireland final as scarce looking for tickets as this weekend. It's crazy. Everybody's on the phone looking for tickets.
Good stuff. Listen, Lawrence, many thanks for taking the call. We'll let you get back to work. So we will. And all we can do is wish you the best of luck against the Mayo boys with your big event on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Oisín. Have a good day.
Lawrence McGrath bringing an end to another GA programme here on a Wednesday night on Highland. Sinead Duclair and the Hija and Nocht. Mabuekas Le Lawrence, Brendan O'Boyle, James McGinley, August Livsha Asave, Eg Eisha Clum. Slán go fáil.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.